Lexington's Keeneland Racecourse was chosen almost a year ago to host this year's Breeders' Cup World Championships. Since then, the track and the city have worked to prepare for what's expected to be a record-setting crowd in the bluegrass. Central Kentucky is known around the world as home to the very best horse breeders. So many within the industry will tell you it's about time the Breeders' Cup was held at Lexington's historic Keeneland Racetrack. Breeders' Cup president Craig Fravel says this weekend will determine this year's horse racing champions.
People are probably most familiar with the NCAA Final Four in basketball, and they're certainly familiar with the college bowl games. The Breeders' Cup is horse racing's version of a national and international championship for horses at the end of the year.
Fravel says there are 13 races over Friday and Saturday featuring horses ranging in age from 2 to 6. The $27 million in prize money comes from wagering, ticket sales, and a percentage of stallion breeding fees. The Breeders' Cup began in 1984 as a one-day event and grew to 2 days in 2007. There's probably not a better way to celebrate what insiders refer to as the Cup's Lexington homecoming than with the first Triple Crown winner since 1978. Fravel says American Farrell is impressive on and off the track.
He's got an amazingly compliant disposition. He's very kind, gentle. My 11-year-old daughter had his mouth right next to her ear, and all he wanted was a carrot. You know, he's just a really special animal.
American Farrell is scheduled to break out of the gate Saturday afternoon in the Breeders' Classic, the most prestigious race of the Cup. Sophie Doyle is getting her first Breeders' Mount on Saturday. She'll be aboard Fierietti in a 7-furlong sprint race. The Britain native says she was introduced to horses at a very young age.
Even when I was big enough to stand up, probably at 2 years old then, I remember I've got pictures of me holding horses while my mum's clipping them, so she's shaving all the hair off. And there I am, I stood on a couple of bales of hay holding on to this big horse for her.
Now, 27 years later, Doyle is looking forward to her first experience in the Breeders' Cup. She says the Cup and the Kentucky Derby are both so prominent that it's difficult to pick one over the other.
Both. To be honest, to win either of them, we all want to win the Derby. I think that's every jockey's dream come true and something that they would all love to do.
There will be family time for the Doyles. Sophie's brother James is also competing in the Breeders' Cup, and her mother is in town for the races as well. Not far from the Keeneland paddock are the barns where horses wait to race. On this day, assistant trainer Margaret Dunleavy is serving as the eyes and ears for the lead trainer. She checks the condition of the horses, including monitoring their legs, and gets instruction on race preparation. Dunleavy says preparing to compete in the Breeders' Cup is a year-long process. She said each horse has to take it one race at a time in order to be ready to compete against the best of the best. She has both Derby and Breeders' Cup experience.
Actually, I'm fortunate that I've worked for both. Carl Nasker and Ian Wilkes, we've had that, and that's exciting. And I guess everyone wants to be with that Derby, but Breeders' Cup is just as exciting, really.
It's not an easy feat to make it into the field for the Breeders' Cup. Trainer Michelle Lovell says she hasn't had the opportunity yet, but she's still working toward it.
Be able to earn the amount of money to and be champions in their own right to get to the Breeders' Cup, to the big stage. And then you have to be fortunate enough that your horse stays healthy through the year to get there. So it's not easy to do.
The Keeneland Track Kitchen is a popular gathering spot on fall race days. Patricia Eldridge is an exercise rider from Vancouver, British Columbia. Eldridge says she used to be a jockey, but transitioned to an exercise rider so she didn't have to worry about staying under a certain weight. Eldridge moved to Kentucky 5 years ago, and she says it's the most beautiful place on the planet to ride horses. She says it's fitting to have the Breeders' Cup at Keeneland.
Lexington is the heart of the whole thoroughbred world, really. The best horses in the world are bred and raised here, the best soil, everything. So I think it's excellent that they would bring it, the Breeders' Cup, here.
In an adjoining room to the kitchen sit several betting terminals. Lawrenceburg's Ronnie Harmon says he's visited almost daily since he retired more than a decade ago. Like some other regular patrons, he's concerned about the number of people the Cup will bring to Keeneland.
I think it's going to be awful crowded, you know. because, I mean, the other tracks that they have it at have a whole lot more room than what they have here, you know.
An estimated 42,000 or so racing fans are expected to descend upon Keeneland Saturday. That's about 20,000 fewer than the number who took in the Breeders' Cup last year in California. Still, it's expected to be a record breaker for a track the size of Keeneland's. Officials have been working over the last year on transportation, parking, and on general accommodations for such a large group of people. The auxiliary seating is in place, and finishing touches are all complete. The anticipated first call to the post for a Breeders' Cup race comes Friday at 3:30. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.